Juino Day was April 2nd.
Yes.
And I feel terrible that we didn't cover that. We've covered the Raspberry Pi. I know there have been Arduino projects with the Father Robert and Brian on Know How. What is the difference between a Raspberry Pi and an Arduino? They look kind of superficially similar.
So this is a Raspberry Pi. This is actually an Odroid.
Ah.
Odroid C2,
okay.
Which is a clone.
These are really, the thing to me is the Raspberry Pi and the Odroid and its ilk are computers.
They are.
They're full computers and with operating systems and everything.
And that's the difference between Raspberry Pi and Arduino, is that Raspberry Pi is a full computer. It has all of the things that you would normally use on a computer. It has a
four
CPU,
USB ports,
memory,
Ethernet.
Yep, I.O., Ethernet, networking, audio, video.
HDMI.
So everything that you would use on a normal computer is there. It's just very tiny. It's
and
the size of a credit card.
It has a GPIO port, a general purpose I.O. pins. So you could put a cable on this, and each pin can do something else,
each
and you can write
can
software to control it.
Yep.
And so that's a big, this is a display adapter too, right?
Yep. So there's a place for a camera and a place for a display.
A camera.
Right, yep. There's one of each. You're right.
Yep.
So if you want to just hook a camera on there, you can get the one with the ribbon and just stick it
Isn't
in that
cool?
slot. And it'll use it also, but you know, you can use a USB camera as well or anything really.
And $35.
$35.
What operating system runs on a Raspberry?
So typically you're going to use Raspbian.
Which is a Debian Linux mm-hmm. designed for Raspberry Pi.
Designed specifically for the Raspberry Pi. So
which, by the way, comes with Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft has licensed Minecraft. Our last caller, Andrew, was talking about programming on Minecraft. It has a Python.
It has that built in.
And, and the API and everything. It's built into Raspbian.
That's right.
So this is all you need. I've been telling parents, kid asks for a computer in his bedroom, say, no problem, Junior.
Yep.
Here's a keyboard, mouse, and monitor and a $35 computer. And boot up Raspbian and have fun in programming your Minecraft.
And not only that, the great thing about it is because it's so popular, there's been all kinds of blogs and tutorials.
There's so much
and
in there.
You give it to your kid and they're going to go to the web and find something to do almost immediately.
Yeah.
It's not like when I started in computers, you know, you had to go to a computer club to figure out how to upgrade the memory on your TRS-80, right? But here you can just go online and go crazy. And I know they have Raspberry Jams. They're more popular in the UK where people get together and do stuff. There's also educator programs, so you can use the Raspberry Pi in classroom. So, I mean, this is really exploding. It's providing access to something that can really change a kid's life and kind of open them up to the world of making things.
Now, this is a clone, basically.
This is a Raspberry Pi clone.
It's called the Odroid.
Odroid. It's from Hardkernel. They make a number of different boards like this, but this is the C2. It's fairly new. It came out just before the Raspberry Pi 3 came out.
Also $35.
Also $35.
Very similar. In fact, it looks like it's you could even use the same case almost.
Yeah,
right?
Except this one includes a lot more capability. So you can see right away it's got a infrared receiver on it. So if you wanted to use it as a connected to your set-top box. You could use a remote control for lots of different things. It also, on the back, you can see it has eMMC memory as well as SD card, and that's really important, and I'll tell you why, because this thing can run Android like nobody's business.
That's the
big
biggest
difference.
Thing. That's the name even tells you that.
Yeah,
Android.
That's a big difference between this and the Raspberry Pi. The Raspberry Pi uses a Broadcom chip, and it's kind of specialized, actually. It's not used a lot of places. It's an ARM chip, but it's not. Not all ARM chips are the same, and one of the ways they're not the same is this uses a hard kernel ARM chip that it has Android drivers already written for it.
So would you just download the open source project version of Android?
You wouldn't. They actually have
their own distribution
that they put out, and they're constantly updating it.
Is this good for writing and testing Android apps?
It could be, especially if you wanted to do a desktop-style app, I think.
Okay.
Because you can hook this up to a big monitor and a keyboard and mouse. You can test out like a tablet view of an app very easily. It wouldn't be good to test out a phone app because you don't have GSM
and
you don't have
the
wireless.
Phone.
Patrick
Norton did a look. He just got the Odroid on last week's This Week in Computer Hardware. Patrick was talking about his Odroid, and I'm sure he'll be doing some projects
with
it. So watch This Week in Computer Hardware.
What I'm doing with it is I'm turning an old laptop into a Pi top, but it's not going to be a Linux Pi top. It's actually going to run Android. So we've talked about this on This Week in Google, you know, whether Chrome OS or Android should be the OS of choice, right, for a tablet or a desktop. I like Android on a desktop or on a laptop. And so what I'm going to do is it's a nice big screen that I've got on this laptop. I'm going to turn it into a Pi top and run Android on it.